This is the G's Rural Life Podcast, a husband and wife living their rural life in northern Colorado with their two crazy pups.
And we're here to talk about real life stuff.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm here.
Yeah?
With a headache.
Still. How's that headache treating you?
Not well. Kind of rude. I'm looking real quick. August 1st is when we did our last podcast for sure.
That's when
we posted it.
That's when we posted it, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been almost a month. I apologize, people. It has been
busy. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
It's been a busy month.
That's not even a correct statement.
Like, we did that one podcast, and then we were going to follow it up with another podcast a week and a half later, 2 weeks later?
No, we were going to do it, like, when you were off again, because you were off that Tuesday. But then I don't know why we didn't do it.
Was that when
No, because we had Tank then. I don't know why we didn't do it. Maybe I was busy with photo stuff. That's why we didn't do it.
It's possible.
Then
the week after that, we had to replace our pressure tank.
No, we didn't have Tank, actually. We had Tank when we did the podcast, so you were working that Tuesday. And then I'm assuming I was just busy with photo stuff.
Mm. Then we had to replace the pressure tank for the well.
Mm-hmm.
That was going bad.
Yeah, because you helped my dad that Friday before the Morgan Adams thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent 2 days.
Well, maybe that's why we were going to do it, but you were busy. Then we decided we went down that day to go help your dad with the deck.
Yeah, but the pressure tank thing happened on the Wednesday, and I'm pretty sure that's when we were planning to do it. Because we found out Tuesday night after you got off work, and we were going to do it Wednesday, but then we ended up working on the pressure tank in the well all day Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Thursday is when we finished working on the pressure tank. And then
I'm happy about doing the
help. Help my dad with the deck.
Yeah.
Or no, yeah. We found the 6 foot hole, or we dug the 6 foot hole. Yeah.
Then
help my dad with the deck. You helped my dad with the deck again.
Yeah. Then I went back to work.
No, this is wrong, actually. Because we both helped him on Friday. So Wednesday we found out about the pressure tank. Thursday we found out about the hole, because remember we called them Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Friday we helped with the deck. Saturday you helped with the deck. And I did the Morgan Adams thing because you didn't come with me.
Yeah. Then I went back to work Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
We had to replace our pressure tank. And then while we were at it, we redid all the plumbing for it in the well pit because it was a freaking nightmare.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know what the hell those people were doing, but
it was such a rat's nest, just like hodgepodge, just thrown together.
Which is hilarious because if you look at our Instagram post, you can see the pictures. But Kevin didn't take pictures before. And then I was like, no, you have a picture on your phone, because we've had to work on this well thing before. He's like, no, I don't. And just the other day, we're laying in bed, and I was like, what in the hell? Like, you had a picture. It was right there. No, I swear it wasn't there. And I'm like, oh, no, it's definitely there. It didn't just disappear and reappear.
It did.
No. So if you would have saw it before, I don't want to post it separately because that would be random. But
yeah, now it's all nice and
pretty, yeah.
Professional looking, inch and a half PVC.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It like hugs the wall and it comes out nice. It's not some like janky, like one's getting pulled one direction and the other one's pushing the other direction. Like,
now we can shut off one of the four irrigation lines or the house. Before it was like you shut off one or all of them.
Yeah.
It was such a shit show.
And our well pit's drying out.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like a weird, crazy, creepy hole now. It's more normal.
Yeah.
And
that big ass 86 gallon pressure tank now. Mm-hmm. Huge.
So tell them again about your
So yeah, like our old so this is like how janky the old thing was. I mean, it was probably what, like a 25 gallon pressure tank, But it was sitting on like...
I had to at least spend 40, 30.
Think so?
35.
Anyways. But it was sitting on like one of those like, I'm old and I can't stand up, like shower platform things. And then like I built a really nice wooden platform for it. And I was like, oh yeah, I got to do this and make 2 feet
tall. Kevin's
like
tooting his own horn here because I had to go back to Home Depot because we forgot some stuff. So I went back to Home Depot. Kevin's building the thing. And he's like tooting his own little horn.
Like, look how badass and perfect this is. And I sat down in the well pit and I'm sitting on it and Corey's looking at me and she's like, we got a problem. I was like, what? What's the problem? She's like, it's way too tall. I'm like, no, it ain't. It's perfect. It's perfect.
And meanwhile, I'm like, can you see outside the pit right now? And he was like, yes.
Yes. Well, our pressure tank is 56 inches tall and it would have been sitting like a foot and a half outside of the well. So we had to chop like 12 inches off the legs.
Yeah, and then Kevin almost poked himself in the eye with the Sawzall. I was like, oh, shoot, like, I'm sorry. And he was like, why is that your fault? And I was like, I thought I, like, came at you and, like, almost hit you in the eye. And he's like, no, I almost just, like, headbutted or poked my eye out, basically. Like, and I was like, oh, dang, like, this is a close call.
At least I admitted it was my own dumbass fault.
Well, I totally
like,
was.
Watch where you're going with the goddamn Sawzall. At least I was like, oh, shit, I just almost poked my eye out.
Yeah. Anyways, we
did all that, and then we're like, get everything done, turn it on, and then like we keep dropping pressure in the well pump cycling, and we're like, fuck, something's broken.
Yeah, because it was short cycling, so it was like 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off, 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off, and that will burn up your pump in like 20 seconds.
So I thought the check valve in the pump was bad, so we called the well company out, and they come and look at it, and they agreed at first. And then they shut off everything except for the irrigation lines. The dude's like, you got big-ass leaks somewhere. So we spent like 45 minutes walking circles on the lot and couldn't find anything. And all of a sudden walked by and looked at Corey and I was like, is this water here? She's like, no. So we started grabbing shovels.
But the thing is, wait. Corey told Kevin about this water the other day when I was running the tractor. I was like, there's just weird this water's here. Like, we haven't been getting that much rain. And Kevin's like, meh. He's like, we'll just watch it. And then... we shut all of this water off, and so, of course, it dries up, and then they turn it back on. Or he didn't turn it back on. That's why it took us so long to find it. And then they actually turned it back on, and we were walking, and then they're like, more water? And we're like, yeah. And I was like, told you.
Best part is, like, pull out shovels, and we start digging a hole where the water's coming out. And then we, like... after we dig down to a certain point and then the water's going, we like traced it back like 10 feet and then had a big ass 6 foot hole.
Yeah, but the crazy part about it is the 6 foot hole. Yeah?
A little bit.
The 6 foot hole is, you know, we dig it down and then we get to this pipe and there's like three lines that we find. And then in this one line, it's like a little...
like quarter inch hole.
Yeah, tiny, tiny hole. And it's pushing this water out. Like, it was just coming out of the ground. It was crazy. I was like, I've never seen water come out of the ground like this.
Do you want to tell them about when we got close and I went and turned the water on?
Oh, yeah. So I was like, I just took my shoes off, rolled up my pants, and like, I'm just digging in the mud. Like, I have my Apple Watch on. It was terrible. It was mud everywhere. And so I'm just like digging because it's easier for me to like dig down there than it is for you. So I was like digging down there. I was like, go turn the water on because I felt like we were really, really close. Because funny part about it is when we do these things, we always find like
construction debris
close. So like last time we found a piece of plywood and this time we found
piece of plywood and styrofoam.
Yeah. So we found like plywood, styrofoam stuff. And I was like, I have a feeling we're getting close. And Kevin's like, meh. And so then he goes, turn the water on. I don't know what made me do this, but I put the shovel over where we were digging. And he turns the water on and it was like, psh! And I was like, shut it up. Like I could have got sprayed in the face. It would have been the sprinkler incident all over again. Mud, dirt, sand in my mouth, face, eyes, everything.
Yeah.
But we fixed it. We went to Home Depot again.
Yeah,
I made the best chicken wings. Kevin, we're making chicken wings that night because we were smoking them or whatever. And Kevin goes to the store. He's like, okay, when it gets to here, like pull them out and then do the hot sauce. And I was like, okay. So I knew what hot sauce I needed, and so I didn't know that there was like a recipe that you're supposed to do with these wings. So I just dumped like a shitload of hot sauce on there about 4 times and put them back on there to keep them warm until Kevin got back and eat. So we fix it, and we didn't, you know, put the dirt back in the hole because we learned our lesson the first time.
We've done that one before.
So Kevin opens the deal, and he's like, what the fuck did you do to these? And I was like, put hot sauce on them? And he was like you did the recipe? No, you said put hot sauce on them. Like, I didn't know there's a freaking recipe for it. And so I did. I dumped him like 4 times in hot sauce. And then we did the recipe that Kevin is talking about. And he's like, these are actually the shit. And I was like, you're welcome.
I fucked up.
You're welcome. It wasn't bad. It was good. And I liked them.
We lived at Home Depot that week.
Yeah. And the funny part is we kept going back and like, at least I kept going back in the same clothes because it was just like, we didn't have water. There was no doing laundry. And so I was just going back in the same stuff. And the dudes, like they were working checkout and stuff. They would just be like, it's a different day.
Same dirty ass shit.
What? And I was like, well, you know, don't judge me. Or when we went like 3 times in one day or whatever.
Yeah.
That was. And that's when I drove to Pine for nothing.
Yeah.
That was the day we're working on the well stuff. And Kevin like goes to Home Depot. I'm about to leave to go to Pine. So like pass each other, basically like, hi, bye. I go to Pine. It's like 1 hour and 45 minutes to get there. And I'm 5 miles away, which is like 7 minutes from the session. And someone got in a fatal accident. And I had to turn around and come right back home. Couldn't even do the session.
Well, they shut the highway down.
Yeah. 5 miles. 5 miles from it. Luckily, Danielle's really nice. And she wasn't crazy about it. And she's like, I understand. I was like, I just literally can't get to you at all. I don't even know how to get to you.
Then the week after that, we did a water softener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did the Morgan Adams Foundation.
Yeah.
Chris gets kids cancer. Almost got swept away by a tornado.
Yeah.
Sketchy. Then went to Crested Butte.
Yep.
Then did another wedding. Or did the water softener and then another wedding.
Yeah.
Stuff everywhere.
And then last night we had the Morgan Adams Concours d'Elegance.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always a fun event. That one's always cool.
That one's always my favorite. I just wish the air show would have been cooler. It's always way cooler when they do 2 planes together when they're like, I don't know why they didn't do it because they've always done that, but.
Telling you, I think it's because the one dude's plane was broken.
Well, I don't know. Anywho, it just was kind of.
Richard Rollins from Gas Monkey Garage was there this year.
You almost said Grease Monkey, didn't you?
I almost said Grease Monkey.
I just can't help it. Grease Monkey.
All night long, you'd walk up to me like, I keep wanting to say Grease Monkey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a Grease Monkey guy. Kevin just be like, what?
I got to meet Mike Patey, who, any aviation fans out there, he is the owner and operator of Draco. Super nice guy. Really cool.
I'm going to turn a fan on real quick.
Okay. Got the tractor. We got to go play with that. That thing's awesome. I can't keep off of it, and Corey for sure can't keep off of it. She just stays on it the entire time.
What?
The tractor.
Oh, shoot.
She's dropping headphones over here.
Oh, shoot. I can't help it. Mobbing the tractor.
It is a nice tractor.
Don't be looking at stuff. You cannot multitask well.
No, I was waiting for you to come back.
Okay.
I saw a bald eagle fly over the house just a little bit ago.
Yeah, because we had to redo. We did this once, and then we are redoing it. We didn't like the first one. I think sometimes we just need to warm up a little bit. Like, we forget how to do it. So we had to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just, like, chilling here. Because my view of the. From our office is I face the south where our silos are. And I was like, looked out the window and I was like, that is a big ass bird. And then it turned its head, big white head, big ass bald eagle buzzed the house. Mm-hmm.
Like my sound effects.
We ain't never seen a bald eagle in the wild. And now it's like once a week.
We see him on the regular or we hear him screech. And we're like, whoa, where is he at?
Yeah, you can sit outside the dogs.
They're massive.
You're like, oh God. Don't eat me.
They're massive. And sometimes, like, not even, it's not a bottled eagle. It's just the hawks. Yeah. They'll, like, trail you. So it's like if they see us walking, or at least me, sometimes they're like, I'm going to go snatch her up.
Some little red tail's like, that's going to be some good eating.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. Zigzag. Let's go hide in the weeds.
Serpentine.
So, yeah. Tractor. I mean, we use our tractor for everything.
Literally everything.
Yep. Take the trash out. What else have we done with it? Took the trash out. We've cleared weeds.
When we first got it, we would both jump on it. One of us sit on the fender. We'd go and drive up the road, turn around, and drive back.
We never went up the road.
Yeah, we did. We went past Carrie Lee's house one time and then turned
around. Yeah, but that's because we were looking how to clear the weeds
in
front of the fence.
Yeah.
But we do just like ride around it. Yeah. We're like just riding together. Fill the hole. Full of dirt, because like the dirt out here, once it gets wet, oh, don't even try and shovel it. Like, if you pile up dirt, it like packs and it's like conk.
It's like honk.
It's like concrete. It's crazy and it's so hard to shovel. So we filled the hole finally like a week after we dug it, because the first time we dug the hole like twice, and then we just recently refilled that one because we were like, we're just not going to do it, because we just had this feeling that it would happen if we did it. So we didn't refill it. And then finally the other day we refilled the one behind the garage, and then we filled the one that we were digging the other day.
Yeah,
smoothed it all out, kind of graded it for water drainage purposes.
We definitely left that hole open for a long time.
Yeah, it was probably a solid like 3 months, two months.
That one bit us in the ass bad.
Yeah.
Because that's the one, like, dug down, fixed the leak. Well, like, thought we fixed the leak. And then went and did some shit at the well, turned the water back on, and then realized that line fed all the sprinkler systems. So then we had to, like, dig that hole back out, fix the leak, like, put a piece of pipe in there to continue the line, and then redo what we did at the well. Now we're like, all right, every time we have to dig a hole for this, we waiting.
We are not
doing it.
Doing a thing until we are 1,000,000% sure it's not going to change.
Yeah.
Because that sucked. And we don't have like a backhoe attachment for our tractor, because that would have been super convenient. But it's sketchy at the same time, because we don't know if they put it 6 feet down or if they put it 3 feet down. Like some of the shit they did here, like that line we hit right by the house, it's like that was like
13 inches
down, and it's like, okay. And then the other things are freaking 6 feet in.
Yeah, I put a big ass hole in that line with the trencher we're doing the sprinkler system.
Oh shit, because it's some type of gas line, but we think it's the gas line that ran to the garage, because we had like whatever in the garage. And so that's what we think it is it like teed that way and went to the garage, but I don't think it's not connected anymore.
Doesn't do
that
anymore.
So we're like, oh well. Whoops.
Because that's the thing about the house. Like the house is brand new. Like they completely tore down the old house and there was no basement. So they like redug everything to put in the basement. So I think they added everything else. Like they redid everything, but I don't know why stuff got done so janky like.
Well, yeah, but remember when we had them locate for the yard, and the guy's like, I don't know, there's stuff here and there's like stuff that's like 4 inches deep and I don't know what it is, and we just found like old irrigation lines,
yeah,
like not even attached to anything. But
I can't remember who else. I think I was talking to Gary and Lee about that before they were tapped to city water, it was ran off of this well. So it must have been all the lines feed in their house,
which is stupid. They're all cut and it's like, I don't know. It just seemed like they did stuff back there and just, like, left it in the dirt.
Pretty much.
Like, the plywood and the plywood insulation crap, they just, like, left in the dirt. It's like, for real, man, just pick it up and put it in a trash can.
Like, nah, bro.
I know they had a dumpster here, so it's like, put it in the freaking dumpster. Yeah,
I can see it on Google Earth.
Yeah. We looked at Google Earth when you were doing this, and there was a dumpster the size of Kevin's truck. We could put his truck in there. Put the little plywood stuff in there. You know, I got wild.
Little buck wild trying to knock your mic off the stand.
So yeah, our tractor. Did we talk about the water softener?
Briefly, we said we installed one.
Yeah, so we did water softener. Whoa.
So with the water softener.
With the water softener, our coffee is 1,000% different. Before it was like, all right, coffee. Like it was like gas station coffee.
Yeah.
Because we were just using the well water and like making coffee. Or we used like a Brita filter thing in the fridge. We'd fill it and put it in the fridge. But it's still weird. And it would like curdle your creamer every once in a while. And we're like, So we just stopped doing that. And then we got like bottled jug gallon things.
Yeah, gallons of water.
And I didn't really like doing that because I just feel wasteful.
Yeah.
But I needed coffee. And then finally we did the water softener. And I was like, I'm going to make some coffee and see how it is. And I think we were going somewhere in the truck. So we made it and put it in like our little, whatever these are called, Arctic
coffee cup things.
Coming out of fancy coffee cup thing, metal. And we get in the truck and I took a drink of it and I was like, oh, wow. Kevin's like, give me a drink. He was like, wow. Like, this is way different.
Yeah, you're like, do you want coffee? And I was like, no, I'm good. I want coffee. But then like 20 minutes later, I was like, give me a sip of that shit.
Yeah,
take a sip of it. And I was like, damn.
Whoa. My taste buds are on fire right now. I can taste everything.
Come on, give me your coffee.
And so, you ended up drinking most of my coffee, but now it's so good. Like,
it is good.
It's so
good. Like, everything's good now. Like, I'm excited because, like, we have an ice maker in our fridge, and we couldn't really use it before because for some reason, I guess not really for some reason, physics, but, like, every time it would form an ice cube, like, all the impurities in the water would settle in the ice cube. So whenever you were like drinking something as it melted, like you would get those impurities coming through. So like now it's nice. Like we can actually use the ice cube maker. It's awesome. Like our Atlas loves ice cubes. Now we give him ice cubes.
Our Atlas loves ice cubes.
I would say our dogs, but like Atlas. Atlas likes them.
Yeah, and Tanky. So when Tanky comes to visit, he can have ice cubes now too.
Ice cubes, yeah.
Little spoiled little butthole.
But like, washing your hands, showering, hair, everything. It's so nice.
Yeah, my hair is definitely different as far as like
nope.
It feels off, Atlas. Off. I know you want to look out the window, you freak.
Sorry, dog was jumping on the podcast table.
Yeah, so like my hair is a lot softer. I feel like it stays cleaner longer because I don't wash it every freaking day because I'd have to dye it in 20 seconds if I did.
Our skin's a lot nicer.
Yeah, skin's a lot nicer. You don't have to put lotion on, like, literally right after you touch the water. You can wait, like, 15 minutes, and it's still cool.
You used to wash your hands, dry them off, and come out like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, because I don't know if there's other people in the world, but it really pisses Kevin and I both off if our hands are dry. Like, I can't let my fingers touch anything, and I can't let my fingers touch the other fingers.
I think it's worse
like
if you touch,
like, they
have
to completely be separated.
I think it's worse, like, for me, the worst thing in the world to touch when your hands are dry is a fucking towel. Like, a cotton towel. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Like, I can touch certain materials.
It's honestly anything, like, clothy, like shirts or clothes, anything like that, I don't like.
Yeah. You don't like clothes, period, so it's okay.
I don't like clothes, period. I mean, I like clothes. I just like comfy clothes. Like, I want loose fit, comfy clothes. I don't want that tight shit.
Like my Lulu pants I'm wearing right now?
That's the only thing that I wear that's tight is my Lulu lemon yoga pants, leggings, whatever you want to call them. That's the only thing. And I just got, side note, just got some Lulu shorts, and those things are comfy.
It's like my Lulu pants.
They got some built-in underwear. I didn't know how I was going to feel about that. Because I know, like, built-in swimming suits, you know, underwear. No.
I think ever since I was old enough to know what it was, I've cut that ball mesh out of my swimming trunks. But that's why I buy nice Vulcan ones, because they don't have ball mesh in them.
Most big kid ones don't have ball mesh in them, I thought.
Dude, you'd be surprised, dude.
Well, that's weird. I'm going to look at, like, swimming suits completely different. I'm be like, you got some granny netted panties in there?
Pretty what much. Are you doing? Like, they actually do still make them an adult.
That's no.
Yeah. It's
what weird. Do you need? Why do you need your balls in a net?
I don't want my balls.
Oh,
in
Oh, but
net.
I mean, why would you need your balls in a net? It's like it's not like they go anywhere.
I
like,
guess the older you get, the saggier they get. So you don't want them popping out your shorts. So you put them
wear
in a net.
Longer shorts.
Put them in a net.
Don't wear the freaking short shorts. Like that's the end thing, and I just don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Corey and I laugh our asses off at that because we see all these like young kids with like.
Like my shorts are longer shorts. Than your shorts.
Like why are you wearing mid thigh shorts to your knees?
Like I understand you don't need them like as low like on your half of your calf is, you know? Like those that's aggressively long. Yeah. Like you're getting gangster shorts here. But like right at the knee or just under the knee is perfect.
Yeah.
None. But I don't want to see it above your knee. I just don't like it.
I don't want to see your hairy ass thighs.
I want to see your white, hairy thighs. Because what? No. Just no. I just don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Makes me very uncomfortable.
I don't think you and I understand fashion trends. Like that kid that was sitting at the Gulfstream table yesterday. When we first got up to the stage, that kid that was sitting there and he had like that like 1920s like hat on with his like little hair flipped.
I missed this.
No. He almost backed into you so he could take a picture of the table.
Oh, I didn't even look at him. Yeah. I know who you're talking about, but I didn't look at him.
Dude. Or like that dude that we saw walking through the crowd and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was the thing is like everything was clashing with everything. Like
this fool had like high waters on with some like loafers, no sock. I'm sorry. Do not wear fucking pants. Or
no, no. Remember the other guy? No, we're talking socks. About two different.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the dude that had like the was I know that the, it, yes. the night, but he had like weird sparkly fucking loafers on with no socks and like fucking high water jeans.
Yeah,
and
but the thing is, like, if you're gay,
on.
If you're gay, I understand this. Like, that is probably your fashion thing. I don't know. It's whatever. It is what it is. You look great.
But you're talking about the dude with the
dude weird. With the black and white pants on, yeah, the brown shoes, the tan and green belt, and a pink shirt.
Yeah, the dude we're standing up
like,
by the DC3, and I was like, nice
all
pants, bro.
Clashes together. Like, none of this goes together right now. I just don't even know what to think. Like, I'm not a fashionista here, but like, that is just way clashy.
So that begs the question, though. Like, the more money you have, or the more money you think you have. Like, how does that determine your fashion sense?
I don't know, but remember like we were talking about this with Rick, whatever, Grease Monkey, Gas Monkey dude?
Oh,
we were talking about that. Like, he had this shirt that literally looked like someone Sharpied on.
Yeah.
Like, Sharpied stuff on there. It was a white shirt with Sharpie on there. It was a skull and some writing or something like that.
Yeah, some weird stuff.
But it literally looked like Sharpie. And I was like, I just laughed because... If I was rich, I literally, like, we can dress up nice, but I don't think it would change how I dress.
The best thing, though, is, like, you looked at, like, the guy that got the award last year that bought the necklace for his...
Earrings?
The earrings or necklace for his ambassador. Like, that dude's loaded. But, like, this year he wore, like, a really nice, just, like, suit. The other old guy that him those two were always battling, like... joke around with each other and they're good friends. Like he's always got like a fedora on or something like that and a vest.
Yeah, but he
looks good. The dude that does the auction. Like
he just straight Levi's.
Jeans. Like, yeah, he's got fucking blue Levi's on. This year he had bright red and white Chuck Taylors on and just like a really nice jacket. Really done up.
He had
well.
A button up vest on and like he had a suit, like a suit topness on
but
and then
those two components mix. Like jeans. Like that kind of stuff mixed. But then like you look at the younger people in the crowd, like 40s, 30s, who like either have money or think they have money or their parents have money. And then wearing all this like weird, clashy, multicolored pastel.
There was a guy
shit.
Wearing like Gucci slip on.
Yeah.
Shoes. And I was like they weren't the flip flop things, but they were like slip on shoes. And I was just like, I just don't understand. It just looks weird. But
yeah, and I don't get it. Like, I feel like if you and I were to wake up tomorrow and win the lottery and be millionaires, we'd still be sitting here in fucking sweatpants and raggedy ass t-shirts.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on clothes. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Like people that go to freaking Nordstrom and they'll spend $1,200 on a dress. Like, What are you, why?
Yeah.
I can find a dress for probably $65 and do just as well of a job.
I was going to say, you and I spend a lot of money on clothes, but in spurts. Like, we'll go travel, like we went to Hawaii.
Yeah, but we're spending $200 yeah. on clothes, not $2,000.
Like, we went to Hawaii, clothes. We spent like a good majority of the money we spent in Hawaii, we spent at the Volcom store. Like, we go to Florida, we spend a good amount of money at Ron John's or the Volcom store, but, like, we go in spurts, but we wear this shit for, like, years.
Yeah, but that's what we talked about the other day is, like, the Lulu pants I have. That I've literally, like, worn out the legs in them, yeah. where you can, like, almost see through, on like, see my legs on some portion of it. Or, like, shoes, my shoes I'm wearing mm-hmm. all the time now. It's, like, I will literally wear them until they are falling apart.
Yeah.
And people are always like, why are you wearing the same shoes all the time? It's like, why do I need 900 freaking pairs of shoes that I, you know, like my, I have my nice Vans. Like, I'll admit, like, I do keep nice Vans, you yeah. know, I don't like destroy them. And then I have a pair of Vans that are just like shit. But, I just don't, I don't know. I just don't see the point in having like a shit ton of, you know, it's like people live with babies that have babies and then they have like a freaking this closet. Full of clothes.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do you need that? Because they're going to grow out of that in 2.5 seconds.
They have a closet full of fucking clothes. But literally, you talk to them about it. Like, yeah, they literally, you know, they're only in this onesie, and this onesie. Like, that's it. That's all they're ever in.
Yeah.
Like, we have an ass load of clothes, but we only use three things.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to do laundry. It's not like you're not doing laundry. So why do you need? But I don't know. I'm not the type of person, I don't put on clean pajamas every night. Like, I have a set pair of sweatpants and shirt that I wear throughout the... I mean, I'll shower and I'll, like, get a new shirt or whatever. But, like, I don't wear a new set of pajamas every single night because yeah. it's, like...
I wear the same pair of shorts for a week.
Yeah.
But it's because I literally, like, wake up, put them on, drive to work, change my work uniform, get off of work, put my shorts back on, come home, shower.
Yeah, like, you're clean when you're putting the shorts back on and you're... I mean, you're not really clean after work, but yeah, it's like, but you're, it's just like putting them on to go home. You're not like wearing them all the time.
I'm in them for like 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
If that. Sorry, I started laughing at myself when we were talking about shoes.
Why?
Because of my boots.
Oh, the frogs.
Yeah, cause we were digging that hole. Corey took her shoes off, and I was wearing my cowboy boots. Hey. Just jumping in this hole, and they were covered in mud. So, like, I've had them on the front porch for... you know, a week just drying off. And I asked her the other day because I wanted to wear them to this barbecue. And I was like, can you wash off my boots for me? And she forgot about it. So I was out there on the back deck clacking, getting all the mud off of them. And then I went and grabbed the hose. And Corey's banging on the window like, don't do it on the porch. And I flipped one of my boots over and three frogs came out.
No, it was like one frog, two frog, three frog. Like, it wasn't all at once. It was just like, boop, boop, boop. And then I was like... hysterically laughing that I couldn't even like say don't do it on the porch, but then the frogs are like upside down. They're like, help me, help me! And Kevin just like looking at them. I'm like, come on, freaking help them up! Like, don't just leave them laying there.
Then I flipped my other boot over and another frog came out. We got a lot of that's my fucking toe. We got a lot of frogs up here.
Yeah, we all do. Right, I literally. The other day, I counted in that picture, there were 32 frogs that I rescued out of the window well.
Jesus.
32. And they dig in the dirt, and they hide in the dirt because it's cool or whatever. It's so, like, too. I've learned to, like, find Scoop. The soft spots, find, and then there'll be, like, seven of them in there. And then I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like, and then I'll just turn around, they're back in there again. So I had to DIY something for the window well covers.
I think your DIY idea will work.
Yeah, I just got to put it in play because I'm freaking sick of rescuing frogs. I'm over it. And I don't want them to die down there because they smell like it smells. And I mean, those beetles eat them in like 20 seconds. But
you don't want frog jerky?
No. I don't even want to think about that. But we have them in the grass all the time and Atlas will chase them. Yesterday, he's chasing one, and he's never picked him up before. He just, like, follows him as they, like, hop, 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 and, he, you know, it's, like, interesting to him. And he picks it up yesterday, and I was like, no, like, I didn't want him to eat it or hurt it or whatever. Like,
his reaction afterwards.
Yeah. But then he picks it up again because he was like, oh, she don't want me to pick it up, so I'm going to pick it up again. And he just didn't like it. He was like spitting out drool all over the place. I'm like, well,
dude,
probably peed in your mouth.
This fly is huge.
Yeah, let it, is he right here? Pop the screen.
Yeah, this is not gonna go over well.
Just pop the screen. Just try and do it discreetly so somebody doesn't hear you. You ever done this before?
That says not gonna go over well.
Kevin's never popped a screen before.
He's gone now.
Kevin's never popped a screen before.
There's all my screens always slow. All my screens always slid.
Just got. Oh, good job.
Yeah.
Oh, good. He got him.
He got him. Way to go, Atlas.
Atlas, he came out of nowhere. Look, he's right there again.
Fly catcher.
He's like, let me out. Here. Wait. Move your cup.
Sucker's
gonna die now. Can't get out. Can't get out. You stuck in there. That was downstairs, and I was trying to kill it downstairs because he was massive, and it was like, it was so freaking loud, and I was trying to work, and it wasn't working. It was just pissing me off more.
This is random. What's this about cutting toast?
Oh, you cut it. So you cut toast diagonally?
Diagonally.
Okay, no, wait. Or like the top of the toast is here, bottom, cut it this way. Or like normal, top of the toast is here and you like cut it. So it's like
horizontally or vertically?
Yes.
Diagonal.
Okay, outside of diagonal, what would be your?
Eat the fucking thing whole.
No. I cut it like down the middle.
Yeah, you cut it vertically.
Yeah.
Straight
but
diagonal.
If you cut it like horizontal, it's so like if the toast, top of the toast is here and you cut it this way, like that just makes it look weird. So I feel
so
like.
So you cut diagonally. It's like the only.
No, because if you cut it like up this way, like normal, and cut it, it's that looks normal.
So it's diagonal.
I just feel like if you cut diagonal, you're like a 6-year-old kid still, like, mommy, peanut butter jelly.
So what if I am? Cutting diagonally is the only way to go.
No, it's a big argument on Facebook about people, and they're like, no, you're psychotic if you cut it where horizontal, and, you know, whatever. Yeah. And you're like, no, you're psycho or whatever. Or yeah, I feel like the first one and the last one are normal, but the other one's just weird. It's psycho. You're cutting toast weird. Bread, sandwiches.
All about diagonal.
Whatever it is, it's freaky. I don't like it.
It's freaky fresh.
Yeah, it's freaky fresh.
I can still hear this fucking dude thing behind the window. Burp,
burp. That? Burp. The fly?
Yeah. Jesus. That little bastard.
Jesus. How far in are we?
38 minutes.
Can we please take a break? I'm going to go turn the fan on downstairs and crack a window.
Okay. Taking a break. Break. Now. All right, we're back.
I was holding my breath.
I don't know why you're holding your breath.
Because you were like 3, 2, 1, and then it was
silent.
And I was like, are we live or? Not live. I don't know.
We're never live. This is recorded.
I meant recording. Are we live? Recording, right? Meow.
We are live recording, yes.
So we're live. The mics are hot.
I want to prop that question to people.
What?
Like your grilling preferences. Charcoal? Or propane? We got some Hank Hills out there. I sell propane accessories. Then we have some real men out
Kevin
there.
Kevin is Hank Hill, just so you know.
I have Hank Hill, but I'm not Hank Hill. We have some real men out there. Charcoal.
Oh, you're a real man if you're charcoal, but you're Hank Hill if you're not charcoal?
Well, it's because Hank Hill sells propane accessories. He's all
yeah, but that
propane.
Doesn't make you a man.
That makes you a man. You're just not a real man. Real man. Just ask fucking Duck Dynasty.
Excuse me, Duck Dynasty. I'd like to ask you a question.
Is his name Jeff?
Yes.
I have another Jeff in my life.
Yeah. Don't tell you. Don't tell
don't,
Jeff.
Don't tell Jeff.
Jeff, if you're listening, there's not another Jeff in his life. There's only one Jeff in his life.
There's only one Jeff. Or there's only one Yef.
Only one Yef in his life, and that is it. There's no other men in his life. It's okay. Calm down. I already know you're mad.
Just in case you're listening, Jeff. I love you. No, because we were talking about going to buy a barbecue.
Did that fly just die? I just saw like a poop. And I was like, sweet.
You're talking about buying a barbecue.
He probably did because Atlas probably traumatized him. He had a concussion. He's trying to get out. He can't get out. And he's plop fucking dead.
Hi, Cho.
Are you creeping, Cho?
Yeah, he's staring at me.
Cho.
Leave me. He's sleeping.
Axo.
Leave him be.
Is he laying down?
Yeah. Oh. He's staring at me and he's falling asleep. And you're like, Cho. And he's like,
what? What do you want? So, yeah, we're trying to decide if we're going to go buy a grill or not. Because we don't have a grill. Because our jackass selves sold our last grill right before we sold our house, not intending on buying a new house. And then we pretty much bought the house when we sold our house. It wasn't the same day transaction, but we were like in a contract already. So
yeah, we were pretty close.
We were there, but we don't have a grill. And it's sad. We do the little tiny like camp chef grill.
Like little Coleman.
Okay, let's cook some hot dogs. It's the most grilling we can get. Though those steaks, the smoked steaks the other day were so good.
Yeah. It actually was pretty good.
I liked them.
I'm gaining confidence with that smoker your dad built.
Yeah, you should have seen Kevin the first time. Like, he's battling this thing for like an hour. And I think my dad so happened to call me. And I was like, so how do you use this thing? And then he tells me that I go outside and I'm like, you do this, this, and this. And Kevin's like, oh.
No, I already had everything open. Everything was full open. Because Brandon told me beforehand that if you want heat, all of these got to be full open.
Nope. They were not full open when I went out there.
Yeah, because I was like, I turned the top one down to see if it would change anything.
Like Kevin tell you, he's trying not to smile. He's trying not to smile, so he's lying.
No, I'm not.
Yep. Liar. Boop, boop, boop. I need the noise. Come on. I like that you only use the noise for your own personal benefits.
No, but it's just funny sitting over here because you're just like, beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. He's like flailing one empty hand and like a water bottle around.
In my head, I know what I want it to sound like, how it comes out.
We're special.
Different.
We are special.
Sorry.
You got my truck registered this week. Thank you. It is now officially.
I thought that was going to be way worse than it was though. But like, supposedly, Joseph said if we do anything, have to go like do stuff like that again to go to Fort Lupton, that it's better. It wasn't a bad experience at Greeley. All county people are just assholes. I think they're trained to be assholes. Like, they're just trained not to like have social interaction with people. Because I've only had like a handful of people actually be like nice. Like, you'll be like, "How's your day?" And they're like, "Great. How's yours?" Like, you ask a county person how their day is, and they're like, "What?" Like, they just look at you. Like, they don't even acknowledge that you spoke.
They look at you. Existence is pain.
But I swore that we changed our address when we moved up here on the vehicles, but I guess it didn't change. And supposedly you're supposed to do it within 30 days of you moving. Well, I didn't. I thought I was going to, like, be a pain in the ass, but it wasn't. It was really easy. I was like, "Here's the registration. This is our address." And she's like, "Okay, bye." I'm like, "Oh, okay.
Give me your $700.
Yeah, give me $700. That'd be $18 charge for a credit card.
Damn truck. Love it, but goddamn is it expensive.
It's not really that expensive anymore.
No, but still it's expensive.
Not really. Joachim was telling me about when he bought his Lotus or whatever. His plates were like $3,000.
Jesus.
Yeah. And he's like, "I didn't realize how like the Colorado stuff works," and like da 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 da. And then all of a sudden it was like $3,000. He's like,
"Ugh." Yeah, because every state except for Colorado with registration is awesome. Colorado sucks with registration.
Well, yeah, and we were talking about it the other day. You pay all the road and bridge fees, and they don't even do anything about it. And then it's like you do your taxes, and you still pay road and bridge fees. Like, I'm paying so much money in road and bridge fees, and your potholes are fucking my car.
They finally fixed that one on 76 in Sheridan. The one that you consort made you pee blood.
Yeah. I was like, I'm pretty sure my kidney's in my asshole now. I said that in the truck. I was like, I'm pretty sure my kidney's in my asshole and I'm going to be peeing a shitload of blood later. Yeah, Kevin's
that,
like,
that bump is fucking bad.
He laughed. He was like, yeah, I forgot it was there until it was like there. And I was like, there's nothing you can do about it now. We hit it and we hit it hard.
Like, I can only imagine going through that in my truck, but like going through that in like the boo.
Oh.
Dude, I feel like the boo would just break in half.
I'd throw up. I would throw up from the bump. I'd hit the bump and just straight out.
Poo yourself.
Yep.
Atlas, leave him.
Axel.
Knock my backpack off. Why are you yelling at Axel?
Licking himself.
Quit licking yourself. Is he sitting up now?
Yeah, he's kind of sitting there.
Like, I can see him. Professor.
He's got a shifty eye look going on right now.
Oh. Shifty eye. A little shifty eye, little ass.
Leaning back, looking.
Will you quit? He's probably got to poop now. Out of all the times he has to poop, he always has to poop when we're doing a podcast. Because you're weird. I forgot what else I was going to say. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Because I didn't tell you, I only kind of showed you, or I didn't show you yet. I only showed you the picture. So we went to the Morgan Adams thing last night, and I wanted a picture because we don't really dress up fancy ever. Ever. So we dressed up, and we looked nice. I was like, I want a picture. But I was like, I don't know who to hand, because I didn't want an iPhone picture. I'm really, like, stingy with the pictures that we actually do take or get taken of us, because, like, an iPhone picture is great for a selfie. But, like, I want a nice picture on my camera. So I was trying to find somebody to hand my camera to, and I didn't want to hand it to just anybody because, drop it. So I handed it to this other photographer, and she was Nikon, so I had already said it.
I don't know how to use Canon.
Yeah, I'm like, it's the same shit. Like, it's fine. But I was like, I set it to how I wanted it, and then I was like, basically, back button focus, boom, boom, take it. And so she took three pictures total out of all of that. One horizontal and two verticals. And one, she was like standing off weird.
Yeah.
But the one horizontal, she cut our feet off, which I hate. I cannot stand when you cut people's feet off.
You yelled me so much for that.
Yeah, no. Can't stand it. So that one was out. And then the first one that she took, our faces were blurry. Because that back button focus is very finicky, you know. And then the one that she, like, stood off to the side, our bodies were blurry, but our faces were clear. So I had to Photoshop our first one where our bodies were clear and then our faces from the second one and put it on there and then Photoshop some, like, lady, like, almost hitting you out of the picture. So she's not even in the picture anymore. I was like, really?
Yeah, I didn't pay that much attention when you were getting the picture taken.
You're a photographer. This shouldn't be this hard.
Yeah, my favorite part was it's fucking bright and sunny outside and she has her flash on.
Oh, yeah. This third one, my eyes were closed, but my face was clear. So that's why I also Photoshopped together. Yeah. And then that other dude was flashing the crap out of everybody. The one that you were like having trouble, like he was kept coming in like up on you and stuff. And he was like flashing and it was just like way overpowered.
So I was laughing and I was talking to Mike Patey. You're yelling at me like, come here. I was like, hold on. And you're like, get this picture. And I was like, I'll be back, Mike. I gotta go take this picture. And I was laughing as the whole group of all the ambassadors and everybody. And you're like, look at him. look at him.
Like, that's an annoying part when you get so many photographers, you know, it's like, or someone with a cell phone and they walk up and they look at the, they look at the person on the cell phone. I'm like, come on. Like, we're taking this picture. I'll step away and you can take a cell phone picture.
It was like that girl in that romper that was, like, kind of off in the middle of the aisle. Like, she looked very familiar to me. Like, we've seen her before there. But she just had, like, your fucking standard point-and-shoot Nikon, like, Walmart camera.
Was that the younger?
Yeah.
That was somebody's kid. I think she was just...
But we've seen her before, though. Like, she looked really, really familiar.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
But I was just laughing because, like, she was polite, though. Like, I backed down. I'm like, oh, sorry. And she's like, no, you're fine. And then she, like, got in front of me a couple of times. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. And, like, walked away.
Yeah, because that's how it should be.
That dude was pissing me off, though, because, like, literally I was in the corner by the stairs in the stage. And, like, I got up and took a couple steps back down the aisleway to get the whole stage. And then, like, I look up and he, like, looks over his shoulder and grabs his bag and, like, throws it over in that hole. And then, like, I walked around and he's like, oh, I took your spot. I'm sorry. And I was like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Photographers are very disrespectful. And videographers are also very disrespectful. But, like, in all honesty, like, I'll be an asshole if you're being an asshole to me.
Yeah.
But, like, for the most part, like, I understand you're here to get photos. I'm here to get photos. Like, more than likely, I have a job to do and you might be just doing this for fun. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But, like, let me do the job I need to do to get the photos I need to get in, you know, in order. Because, like, we are assigned photos, a list of photos to get. Like, it's not like we're just showing up to take pictures. Like, we are assigned certain things that they want us to get while we're there. And it's like, we've been doing this for 3 years now. Yeah. It's the third time we've done that one. So we've been doing it for 3 years now. Like, they can rely on us. Because, unfortunately, with events and volunteering and stuff, photographers are, they don't last.
Yeah.
But it's like the grid girl thing. Like, they don't last either. They just cycle right through them. Like,
that's what I laugh at, though, is, like, we were specifically asked to take pictures of, like, the main event of the evening. Because we've done such a good job at it the last 2 years. Like you said this morning, like, the pictures of Trevor that we took from the first year we did it, they still use those to represent Trevor on a lot of their stuff, like, outside of their ambassador poster.
Yeah, they use it on, like, social media.
Yeah, but
Trevor's, like, dad still uses them.
Yeah, I mean, those pictures are used everywhere for it. And, like I said, a lot of the event placards they hand out to people, our pictures are used on those.
Oh, the, like,
like the pictures of the planes and stuff, and, like, what they use on social media to say, hey, this is the the concourse.
Yeah, but elegance. They also, like, we give them the photos. Like, yeah. I don't watermark them. I don't put some crazy stuff behind it. Like, they use it, and they know if somebody were to ask about it, they know who it is. Like, they're going to tell them who it is.
But that's what I was laughing about last night, is, like, there's one photographer who's been there every year. I've seen him.
Him, like, or her?
Him. He's a really nice guy. But the other two, that chick and that guy, never seen him before.
No.
And then, like, the dude that was doing the step up and repeat was, like, behind the stage trying to take pictures and shit. And, like, the dude was, like, double-wielding Walmart Nikon point-and-shoots with, like, the zoomable Gigantor lens. Sorry.
I don't know. I thought it was funny. It's just hard.
Like, I get you. We all have to start somewhere. Like, you're not just going to jump straight into a fancy Canon or a fancy Nikon. But, like, I know when you and I started, if we saw someone rock around with a fancy camera, like, you gave them leeway.
Oh, yeah. Like, or if there's someone there and they know what they're doing, like, you can tell they know what they're doing and they're there to do something very specific. Like, don't get in their way.
Yeah. Like, we always kind of just, like, saw that and we're like, all right, that person's legit. They're here for a reason.
Yeah.
We'll stay out of their way, stay out of their shots.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, those people that are just...
But that's, like, events that I've been to, like, that's why I don't really go to, like, joint photography events. Because you always get those one or two people that they just take over.
Yeah.
They'll step in front of you if you're taking a photo and they know you're taking a photo. And it's like, come on, man. Like, we're both here to do the same exact thing. Don't get in my way, and I'm not going to get in your way.
So I was laughing. That lady was so mad that I was on the side of the stage, but it's like, it's where I was last year. I was standing on the side of the stage, like, getting the auctioneer photos and getting crowd shots, people putting up their numbers and the reactions. Well, but that's
what
everything.
Meg said, is, like, she's like, what you guys did last year, do it again.
Yeah.
Like, how we had, and I didn't realize, because you edited all the photos last year, because I was swamped. Yeah. And I just remember being like, I don't even care. Take them, do it. Like, Kevin had never edited photos for me before. But he would, like, go through and have me look at certain ones. So I remember, like, ones of the planes and, like, certain ones. But, like, once you got it set, you were like, you just went. And then we were looking at it last night. And I was like, I just didn't realize how many. Like, I would almost wanted the 70-200 because I was getting so many close photos of people. But I didn't want to leave to go get it, you know, because it's just, like, it takes away from something that I might miss. But yeah. I feel like we did a really good job for.
But that's the thing is, like, she walked up to us and was like, I want you guys to do the photos you did last year. And we're like, okay. And she's like, everyone loved them. Everyone loved those photos. This is what they want.
And that's the thing, too, is, like, we show up and we're not showing up to get pictures of planes to sell them for money. We're showing up to get pictures that they need to use on social media so they can raise more money.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, if you order a picture that we take of a plane or cars when we go to events, like, we give the Morgan Adams Foundation all the money. Like, I'm not interested in going to that event to make money. And I'm not interested in going to that event to put my name out there. Like, when I go, I'm not the photographer I am every other time.
Yeah, because, like, we did those photos. Like, every time we do them, it's just if we sell something, yeah, we're bringing it right back. Like, here you go.
But this year, I felt like, I don't know, we stepped back a little bit and we didn't take it, you know. We weren't, like, running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Like, we took a little bit more time to be creative and, yeah. Like, we know other people are getting the same shots we're getting. Not, like, exactly the same, but similar, but...
Yeah,
like, we ride it out to the end, and we're there early and before all the other photographers, and we're, like, getting pictures and, you know, trying to be creative. Like, the Stranahan's one, I felt like, was the thingy was creative, or the dude that you were talking about.
Yeah. Sorry, I was, like, glancing back through. It doesn't look like a lot of these were really taken so much with the 7200.
The ones up close at the auction portion do.
Like, there's a couple where, like, that Denver Nuggets guy, when he was there last year, like, those ones were taken up close. But I think the biggest thing was, like, when that guy bought those earrings and gave them to his ambassador, like, we were right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think those are the pictures they really liked, but they also liked all the pictures of, like, the auction going on and the stuff. But, like, that was the weird thing, too, is, like, this year they didn't bring a lot of the stuff or have a lot of stuff up from the auction. It was like last year, they're like everything they auctioned off, they kind of like brought it up there. They had like a model bring it up there. And they don't feel like they did that this, like they didn't do that this year. And then they had all the ambassadors on the stage pretty much the whole time this year too. So it was a little crowded.
Yeah, but I feel like it was, I think it was different because whoever, I don't know if Jen coordinates it or if someone else was coordinating it. I think the lady that knew Richard Gas Monkey Dude, I felt like she put a lot of it together. I don't know if she normally does, but it was definitely different. It wasn't, like, bad different. It was just different than the usual.
Yeah.
But I felt like the crowd was way different, too. It wasn't, like, I feel like we normally see a lot of the same people, and I don't feel like we saw a lot of the same people this year. Like, there were new people.
Yeah, because I'm flipping through some of the pictures from, the Step Up and Repeat, and, like, I recognized that guy because he was there last night, and I recognized this chick and this group of people. But, like, a lot of them... I don't see, like, I remember I recognized that dude because it was mustache. But yeah, there wasn't like a whole lot of people. Like, I don't remember, like, this girl, this ambassador, I didn't see her this year. And
let me see.
That little girl.
I feel like I saw her dad.
I didn't even see her dad.
I don't know. We didn't focus as much as taking pictures of people this year because we weren't on the Step Up and Repeat.
Yeah. We just kind of.
Because when you're on the Step Up and Repeat, like, you see almost everybody that comes through there.
I feel like they did a better job of funneling it this year, though.
Like, down to the Step Up and Repeat? I don't know. It's kind of, they need to, like, rope it so people can't just, like, go. Yeah, they have to
walk
go
out
down,
the door,
like,
and go straight out.
If they roped it so you go straight down, you can get some champagne, and then you, like, get your picture taken or whatever, and then walk away, but... They just make it, like, it's like, okay, well, they can just go
just walk
right through
out.
Here. Like, there's nothing stopping them.
People are like, oh, photos run.
I don't want my picture taken. Which is fine if you don't want your picture taken. Like we were talking about last night, is like, I'm not going to make you pose for something you clearly don't want to pose for.
Yeah.
Because then it makes it awkward for you, and
for them. Yeah.
For me, too. It's both of them.
No, yeah. That's why I was, like, happy to not do the Step Up and Repeat. Because, you know, for the most part, you'd walk around and take pictures of stuff, and I would try to, like, take pictures of, like, the motorcycles and stuff right there. But, yeah, it was always awkward. People, like, walking in. It's like, hi, how are you? Do you guys want your picture taken?
And most they just of them want it, like, on their phone.
Yeah.
They don't even want me to take a picture. They just want it on their phone. And I was like, well, I'm doing both. Like, if you're making me take it on your phone, I'm going to do it on the camera too. But it's like, you know, you just want it on your phone for social media or whatever, and that's fine. Tyler's on a tiny little tractor. Yeah, like smaller than our tractor going down the road. I was like, huh, that was weird.
Hi, Ty. Bye, Ty.
Yeah. Good luck, Tyler. Great work. Looking good on your little tractor.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's fun. I like doing that event. Like, I like the race. The race is fun, but, like, the race is, like, that one's taxing.
Yeah, it takes it out of you.
Like, it's just so hot out there.
It really wasn't that bad this year, which was nice. Because I was like, please, for the love of God, don't be hot. Because I straight up would have died.
Yeah.
Like, I would have died. I was like, this is not going to go well. That's why I was like, I'm staying in the shade. I'm not allowing myself to get hot and, like, water all day long. But this year, it wasn't as bad as it normally is. Yeah. Like, I feel like it cooled off for that.
I was laughing last night. Like, Corey Rose seems pretty normal. Like, you like, see her talking to people off to the side of the stage, like, people in the crowd. She's, like, the same.
Yeah.
And, like, I was laughing, like, looked at you, and I was like, I cannot believe she just had a baby. And then the auctioneer was like, you just popped out a baby 7 months ago. How do you look this good?
For real, though.
And then you get Gary Shapiro. It's just like, dude, you can drop the 90s act, bro. We all know who you are.
Yeah. He definitely just talks like.
He talks like
she,
a newscaster.
She puts like a, like she puts it on when she needs to put it on, yeah. You know, but like for the most part, she's very.
But like she knows how normal. To talk like in front of a TV. Talk
Which
in front
was
of
weird,
a
though. Her husband like, wasn't there.
Yeah. I was probably so I'm assuming, with kid.
But I mean, they could have had her mom watch it or something.
Yeah. I was kind of excited to see the baby, though. I was like hoping we were going to see
He
the
looks
baby.
So much like Josh. I follow her on social media.
Really?
So much like Josh. Like the his little tiny face is just a tiny face of Josh. Like same thing, tiny.
Josh is a good dude. No, but like it's funny because like she can stand up there in front of the crowd and talk. And like Gary's like, you put him up, put a microphone in front of him and he's like, all right, news broadcast time.
He does.
Thank you, Colorado, for this amazing sunset. Now on to the next story. It's like, yeah. Dude, for real. Just stop.
Well, I mean, it doesn't sound like he's ever really. I mean, he does events. It just doesn't sound like. I don't know.
Yeah.
They said that they've done event. They've never done it together, but I don't know. I've never.
I thought Gary was there last year.
No.
But I still remember him. Like I thought he was there.
He was probably there. He just didn't go up.
It was pretty much all Corey and the other one, the blonde one. He's always like, she's like the mean teacher.
The only way
I know how to, I don't even know her name. I just know she's
I don't
a
know
mean
her name.
Teacher.
Oh, his poop's
sorry,
coming
Alice.
Out.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Coming out right now, guys.
I'm fairy dogging it.
Just poop on the floor. You do it all the time, little fucker.
Little bastard.
You just like, oh, you just took me out, but I'm going to go shit on the basement floor, which I'm pretty sure the gate's open, so it's high possibility shit
on
the floor.
Poop on the basement floor. Shock all.
That's going to change it.
I'm just threw it out there.
I'm not shocked. Oh, you know what? That's what I should find. There was a video I was watching on Facebook the other day, and this husband was like, oh, I know our relationship. Like, me. It might have been the dude with the beard that's how I found
the hair around my testiculars?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah. Trying to castrate me. I think it was that guy, but he's like, oh, I know my relationship. And she's like, oh, really? Like, that's tested. So he put the shock collar on him. And every answer he got wrong, he got a level up. So he got so many wrong. And he was just like, I'll have to find it and show it to you. But I'm like,
no, because it means you're going to try to do that to me.
It was hilarious. No, because I cut the shock collar so it wouldn't fit you anymore. I cut it, remember, because Atlas was like, it's touching my leg or my neck weird.
I just love how you're like, you probably thought about it at one point in time. Like,
I just wanted to
so
be like,
fit one, you anymore.
One time, Kevin's being real cocky. Oh, level up. Keep going. It would be hilarious.
Take it all up to Hondo.
No, oh, be hilarious. Which, speaking of.
Taking him to a Honda?
No. Kevin got a little tipsy the other night. Yeah. I just have to tell this part of the story. So Kevin got a little tipsy at a barbecue the other night. And
oh, yeah, pretty shitty.
I drove home, obviously. Like, I was responsible. I was drinking water. after I had the twisted tea. And so we didn't get home till like 1, I think. But Kevin like is very distinct when he's tipsy, like he does not talk on the way home. That means he's gonna throw up when mm-hmm. we get home. Mm-hmm. It's like Kevin, we got down our dirt road. Kevin starts like breathing weird, and it was probably because like the washboards are like shaking that shit up in his stomach, like so we get to the driveway and Kevin starts breathing like real weird, and so I'm like, he's not even gonna make it to me like parking in the garage. So I stop like as right as I get into our like driveway place, and he hops out, no boots, just hops out. So I was like, okay, he closes the door, but it doesn't close all the way. So I just park in the garage, get his boots, get all of his crap out of the truck, and go over there, and he's vomiting like hardcore, like like it's the thick stuff. And so I was like, come on, like let's go inside, you can puke inside, like blah 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 blah, because I wasn't gonna let the dogs out because they would go straight to him. So come inside, Kevin's like getting undressed, I'm taking care of the dogs.
I don't remember getting undressed. I don't.
Then all of a sudden he goes straight to the bathroom in the hallway, like not the one in the master, and in his boxers and a t-shirt, no socks on, nothing, and he starts puking. So I was like, okay, so I'm gonna just let him puke it out, you know, I'm gonna get ready for bed. And then Kevin's like, it's rough, like it's not a good puke. And so I'm not gonna leave him in the bathroom because it's one of those ones like it's how people die.
It's how people die.
So Kevin's like, No, like fighting me and being a little fucker. And so then all of a sudden he gets in the bathtub, like quicker than I can even fucking catch him. Gets in the bathtub, lays down in the fetal position. And he's like using the drain stopper as like his like pillow. And I'm like, come on, you're getting out of the bathtub. And he's like, no, just go to bed. And I was like, no, you're not sleeping in the bathtub. And he's like being a little fucker. And I was like, I'm just going to pick at you. So I was like pulling on his ears and stuff and like pissing him off. It wasn't working. So I was like, I'm going to turn the water on. And he's like, no, you're not. And I was like, oh, yes, I am. So I just turned the cold water and it's running on Kevin's head. And he's like flailing like a fish. But I got him out of the bathtub. And then he goes, I have to, I don't know, almost like headlock him, walk him, because he can't even walk. And he's tall, you're 6 foot, I'm 5'4", so, like, there's a difference, like, I'm like, your back is in my face or whatever. So he goes, and he pukes in the bathroom in the bedroom just a little bit, and then he goes to the bed, and he, like, I don't know how he even made the bed, he just was like... Me. Like, he just fell over. He saw the bed and just fell over.
Me.
And so, like, put him in bed. And then I got essential oil, the peppermint, and, like, Digest Zen. And I rubbed the Digest Zen on his stomach. And then I get the peppermint and put it in his mouth. And he's like, what the fuck was that? And then he, like, puts his finger in his mouth and pulls, like, a pepper seed out. And he's like, this is not okay. And I was like, it's just a fucking pepper seed. And I was like, I don't even know where it came from. And so then I'm trying to get him to wipe it in the bucket because I left him a bucket in case he threw up. And he's like, it wouldn't wipe on there and I wasn't going to touch it. And so he had a washcloth on his forehead. I said, wipe it on your forehead. Why the fuck would I wipe it on my forehead? And I was like, okay. And then he was out like a light and slept until 1 o'clock yesterday.
What the fuck was that?
It was hilarious. And the look, like, you were like so pissed off that I put it in your mouth. But probably helped you a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
A few times when I've been like nauseous and not feeling good, I put that peppermint in there and it stops it all.
Like I said, I don't remember leaving. I remember getting home. I remember, I sure as hell don't remember taking my boots off. I don't remember getting undressed.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing is Kevin took his boots off, and we have goat heads all over our lot because we just, like, moved weeds and stuff like that. I was like, put your boots on. Like, you're going to get a goat's head in your foot. And he's like, no, I'm not. And he didn't. I don't know how he didn't. But he's like, the rocks are hurting my feet. Me, me, me. And I was like.
Me, 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 me. Like, I told her, it's like just being married to me is like in preparation for having a kid.
Yeah, I guess so. You and Atlas.
He's like a white melon ass.
Questionable the other night. I was like, please don't shit yourself right now. Like, I straight up would have left you in the bathtub if you shit yourself.
Just turn it on.
Nope, I would have just left you in there and like, you can figure this out in the morning. I would have not.
Just wake up and be like, oh, the fuck?
crusty shit in my pants. Yeah.
I probably would have, like, blamed it on you. Like, what the fuck? I shit myself? You threw me in the bathtub? Well, yeah.
No, I'd have been like, you're already in the bathtub. And you just... I was just expecting, like, shit to kind of start coming out your pants. And I was like, I'll roll your ass in there. I will lock you in the bathroom for the night. See you in the morning.
I haven't been that bad.
No. I was just waiting for, because you're just, like, the way that you were puking was not, it didn't seem like alcohol puke. It seemed like something got to your stomach. And I was like, I'm just waiting for this fart. And it's like, shit. And I was like,
Huh. I guess on that note.
Yeah. On that note, we're done.
It's a good way to end this episode.
Yep. So,
as always,
like, rate, comment, subscribe, comment, whatever.
Share.
Find us on Instagram
at the G's Rural Life.
Did you almost say .com?
Yeah. I did almost say .com.
I was like, the G's Rural Life. .com, because that actually is what it is. But yeah.
Yeah.
Till next time.
See y'all later.